This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Tracy McClure. The International Congress on the Apostleship of the Sea and the New Evangelization went into its second day in the Vatican Synod Hall Tuesday. Hundreds of delegates have come from some 70 countries to discuss the challenges they face in their ministry to the world's seafarers and their families. I caught up with Karen Parsons of Galveston in the U.S. state of Texas during their coffee break to ask her about her job, and I was surprised to discover that this Catholic woman is a maritime chaplain.
I'm appointed the port chaplain for Galveston, Texas, by the cardinal in the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston.
So you don't have to be a priest to be a chaplain.
No, actually, back in 1992, I had been working 5 years, 7 years actually, in the Port of Detroit, directing the program, and an opening came up for port chaplain in Galveston, and I sent in my resume, and they said, come on down.
So how big of a challenge is it there in Galveston, and what sort of people do you see coming through, and how are you able to help?
Well, every week we see all kinds of ships, from passenger ships to banana ships, grain ships, research vessels, car carriers, all different sorts of ships, and people from 50 to 70 different countries. And we just go aboard the ship, assess the needs of the crew, and try to take care of what they need while they're in port. And if we can't, we contact the next chaplain along the way and say, they're heading your way, and this is what they need.
Oh, gosh. But you must have people who are multilingual and speak all kinds of languages. Even, I would imagine, there's also a big Asian component there.
Well, we have people in the community that speak different languages. I speak American. I don't even claim English. But the international shipping language is English. And so we get by sometimes with charades, but we get by.
And what would you say some of the biggest challenges are for you? And this Congress is focusing on the new evangelization. How do you see that come into play?
Well, the new evangelization is helping us to focus our attention on seafarers who are Catholic. They're away from their parishes and their homes for a long time, and may have, you know, strayed away from the church a little bit, so we can help them to remember what they already know and teach them more about their faith. But also by our presence on board, and seafarers who are non-Catholic see that we're from Stella Maris, and they know that that's a Catholic organization, that by taking care of them and not ignoring them, that they see the love of the church for everyone.